Flint and Ruby Toggle Sprocket welcome their fifth child, Opal, on a beautiful summer day, where the perfect warm breeze and the splendid rays of sunshine seem to confirm she was born for greatness. Siblings Jasper, Jade, Emerald, and Amber welcomed Opal as any artificer children would, with magical tinkerings, illusions, and her own personal newborn-sized artificer kit. As the years went by, Opal's birth was followed by more siblings: Shale, Pearl, Jacinth, Beryl, Micah, Onyx, and Crystal. So there was Opal, right in the middle of the pack of the 12 Toggle Sprocket children. The house was always packed. Bunk bed upon bunk bed, no personal space, never any hot bath water. But the family lived in relative harmony, raised to believe they were part of something bigger, an important part of the community. People depended on their wares. They all lived above the family shop, Toggles and Sprockets, a shop known for its quality and fair prices, a business that had been passed down through the generations in Stormcape. Known for its magical armor, weapons, and items, it bored Opal. So from a very young age, Opal learned to feign interest in the family business, working her assigned shifts. But Opal wanted more. Opal desired adventure. Every predictable middle child has a wild streak in them, and Opal was at her wildest with her best friend, or more like accomplice, Maeve. Maeve Ranfield was a petite elf, with stick-straight long blonde locks pouring over her pointed ears, a prominent scar unconcealed on her forehead from an adventure with Opal gone wrong, proudly displayed like a wound from battle. Maeve and Opal made the hedge maze their sanctuary, a place where they could truly be themselves in a world that had such definite expectations of them. Their hideout, their safe space, painstakingly carved out in the shrubbery, hidden in one of the maze's dead ends. A place of refuge for their adventurous hearts. But Maeve's family had other plans for her. The Ranfields were generations of wizards, and soon it was Maeve's time to pack her bag and head to school. Opal and Maeve gave themselves matching tattoos the week Maeve left, each girl with half of a butterfly on their wrist, completed when they stood side by side. The two stay in touch with sending spells, though they have become more infrequent with time. Opal considered her young adult life so very dull, only sporadically interrupted by the thrill of Auntie Amethyst coming to town. Once or twice a year, Aunt Amethyst would come to Storm Cape with a whirlwind of bright pink hair, each trip from a new foreign exotic place in the world. She was a woman of science, a spell-slinging archaeologist, hired to delve deep for the rarest items by those with even deeper pockets. A truly free and unfettered woman. Exactly who Opal wanted to be one day. Her exploits were filled with exploration, intrigue, and skill. Returning from one of these visits, Amethyst had a gift for Opal. "Opal, my wonderfully unique and eccentric niece, I have something very precious for you."
"Oh, what is it?"
Opal's aunt rummages around in the worn leather satchel she always wears slung over one shoulder, producing a metallic flask made of platinum polished to a mirror's shine. The simple outline of a conical flask etched onto the front. "This is the Elected Elixir Flask, a very old artifact I found in the Venlum region, exploring a very dusty, very ancient apothecary's workshop. I may have spiced it up a bit for you." Amethyst turns the flask over to reveal a smooth opal gemstone embedded into the back of it. Various swirling shades of pink catch and reflect the light.
Speechless. You, Aunt Amethyst, you really get me. I feel so special. Oh.
"Always remember, my dear, take chances, make mistakes, and get messy."
"Oh, I like that. Yeah, I'll get messy."
Opal, with wild, vibrant pink hair, adorned with safety goggles, pushed an intricate steampunk-inspired armor, complete with tiny gears and alchemical vials hanging from her belt. She sees a brawny-looking dwarf hobbling into the tavern. He stands out among the other patrons, not only because of his short stature, but because of various scars that mar his bald, tattooed head and hands, showing he is not one to be trifled with. He's a fighter she's seen here before, The Bash and Clash being notorious as a favored watering hole for the unregistered fighters in town. The dwarf heads to the bar and orders a strong drink, a double of the toxic swill that is rumored to be the leftovers of past orders. Apart from the taste, it's cheap and strong, so there are few complaints. He moves to a short table near the rear of the tavern and takes a large drink before starting to unwrap the bandages that cover his bruised and bloody fists. The dried blood sticks to the wrappings and tears off the little remaining skin on his knuckles, exposing the bone beneath. He sees Opal from across the room and discreetly signals her attention.
Hey, I hear you're the one to see about acquiring some potions and or tonics. As you can see, I'm in the market for something special. Not too hard on the coin purse.
Special, you say? Well, you've got the right girl.
You see, I got a fight coming up, and these mitts are a little worse for wear.
I might have just the thing here.
Opal reaches beneath the table into her pockets to produce a small vial filled with a shimmering liquid.
Ah, now this is a pretty special blend. Should heal you and help hasten your recovery. Get you back into the ring in no time.
The dwarf uncorks the vial, and as the liquid touches his lips, a gentle warmth spreads throughout his body. At first, it feels like a comforting embrace, a soft hum that resonates from within, soothing any discomfort. And as the moments pass, he feels a surge of energy coursing through his veins, looking down at his hands to watch the wounds heal before his eyes.
Are you feeling better now?
This stuff is tops! It also has a pleasant taste. Is that elderberry?
Oh, you have quite the palate, yes. I grow the elderberries myself. Potions don't have to taste horrid. It's the little things that make this product superior to others.
So what's a concoction like this gonna run me?
Well, for a first-time customer, only 5 gold pieces.
The dwarf's eyes open wide in shock at such a greatly reduced price from what was expected.
You got yourself a deal.
He quickly reaches out to shake Opal's hand as Opal reaches out, palm up, to take the payment.
You come highly recommended.
The dwarf reaches in the pouch on his belt, removing 5 gold coins and dropping them into Opal's open hand. Smiling back at him, she accepts the coin.
Hi, I'm Opal. Nice to meet you.
The elixir worked its magic, not just on the dwarf's body, but on his spirit. The world seemed full of clarity and brightness. A big, wide smile spreads across the dwarf's bruised face.
Wow! Another journey through the mystical city of Stormcape has come to an end. But before we bid adieu, let's extend our heartfelt thanks to our musical enchanters, Tabletop Audio and Sarastro Music, for painting our adventures with melodies as luminous as a freshly distilled flask of starlight. And to all you splendid patrons who keep our cauldron bubbling with support over at Patreon, you're the real magic makers behind the scenes. Oh, and speaking of magic making, don't be a stranger in our Discord realm. Join us, mingle, and maybe even concoct a bit of mischief along the way. Last, but certainly not least, dear listeners, don't take that invisibility potion. Spread the word, rate us, review us, and let your friends know where to find the best tales this side of the material plane. May your gears turn smoothly and your inventions never rust. Happy adventuring!
This has been a Sounds of Steel production.